It's a Friday and time for Grace with the Buzz. Always good to see you, Grace.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Holidays in Hawaii or somewhere.
You look very summery.
Yes, you know, again, like I said, nothing else to be doing with my time but to be, you know, like coming up with themes and things.
So she's got her hula on her.
I know. I'm feeling very nautical today. Very nautical.
I kind of thought when I saw the little hula necklace, I kind of thought you were going to whip out a pair of coconuts or something here.
No, I left the coconut bra at home.
Just for the girl's skirt.
Just for Ollie's sake, you know. Now, so in the nautical team, I want to play you something, right?
Oh, please do.
I have it up very loud. So
we'll have a little prop.
See, do you recognise this? If it'll work for me now. Technology.
Could it possibly be?
That's not even me doing that, is it? It's you.
See?
Is it? Yes, yes.
Jesus, yeah, you sound like a phone break.
We tried to plan ahead there. We tried to plan ahead.
So, do you know what? Thank you. John Williams. He's, and look, and you got him in alone. You got him into the studio.
You thought that was coming from your phone.
I was like, my phone sounds amazing. Yes, I did.
Well,
that's
now
a,
you know.
Well, there you go. But look, come here. I'm just glad you had it instead of me going, Nene.
Nene.
Nene. Nene. Nene. Nene. Okay. You know what it is.
Look, you didn't hear our promo yesterday.
It's endearing in its own way.
So, yes. So for anyone who doesn't know that, it's Jaws, right? So Jaws turned 50, lads. 50.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, released in theatres the 20th of June 1975.
How was it still such a big deal when we were little?
And I'll tell you for why.
Thank
right?
you.
Because Jaws to me, and I'm sorry, and you know I love my scary movies, but Jaws is the ultimate scary movie, right? Because it is so damn realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I can't wait. I'm going swimming later. I'm going to go swimming all weekend. Like, so, but it's still that fear of you're getting into the water. Now, I don't think there's great white sharks out in Woodstown, but you never know.
You never
right?
know.
But like, do you know, like, the water is murky. You don't have that crystal clear. Like, we don't, like, we tend
you don't
not
know
to have
what's
much
in there.
That. You
could see fins in Woodstown.
It's that fear of the unknown. Yeah.
Part of the huge thing about the film was they had huge problems with the mechanical jaws.
Yeah.
And that was then led to the fact that he doesn't appear a whole lot in the movie, which retrospect really added to the whole
absolutely,
thing.
Absolutely, 100%. Mm-hmm. Because what I will say about Jaws 2, and now the best thing about Jaws 2 is the tagline. Now, Ollie, you will have the perfect voice for the tagline, but I've been practicing it. I'm like, just when you thought it was safe to get back into the water. Do you know, that's the tagline for Jaws 2.
Do it, Oliver, do it.
Do it, go on, do it.
Just when you thought it was safe to get back in the water.
I want to grab your ankle under. I want to grab your ankle under the table here now because
just touch my foot.
Because that's what we used to do when we were little kids. We'd be like in the water, grabbing each other, like having the crack. Like again, that adds to the scariness. But Jaws 2 featured the shark way too much. Obviously, you know,
all those sequels, they never amounted to anything.
No, but like when you did see Jaws 1, let's call him Jaws 1. Jaws the first. Jaws the first in the first one. It was so terrifying. But it's not even that. It's the characters, lads. It's like Brody, Hooper and Quint. What a trio. My favourite scene is when they're all on the boat and they're singing like Farewell and Adieu to You Fair Spanish Ladies. Love that song. Mm. Singing it away and Show Me the Way to Go Home. They're all having the crack on the boat before the, you know, the Orca is the name of the boat. And then Jaws obviously takes his anchor.
You have a fantastic memory.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
I barely remember.
Now,
the
often
class.
Misquoted, the first line is you're going to need a bigger boat. Yeah. Do you know that was ad-libbed by Roy Schneider? Wasn't in the script.
Was it?
Yep, just came up with that.
Wow.
What a great line. What a great line.
Like, the ultimate line, like it is it's the main quote, like, but it's also the scene where and I have a bit of again with my trivia, my useless information.
Never useless, Grace. Can I just say
thank you so much, Ollie? You'll be kept. But checks in the mail. Do you know the scene where the woman, the grieving mother, comes up and she's got the mantilla and everything on her, right? Now I have to say, whoever cast these people, right? So she's meant to be 45. Her son is 12. No, no offense to the woman, Lee Fier. Is her name in real life. I bet heaven to her, she passed away in 2020.
Okay.
Just, you know,
but
more
obviously by that time she'd already been through a lot.
Yeah, she had. Now she lost her son to a shark, like, you know.
It's tough, like, yeah, it's tough. It. That age,
I must send her a bouquet. But no, say it for me. But like, she comes up and she's all in the mantilla and she's like, you knew someone died and you let the beaches be open. And she slaps the face off Roy Schneider. It's like, what a scene, but it's still so dramatic. But that woman, so her son, she was Mrs. Kittner. Her son was Alex Kittner. Years and years, and I mean decades later, theatre. This woman in real life, Leigh Fierro, is in a restaurant in, I think it's Massachusetts, and she goes into a seafront restaurant, and it's owned, I can't think of his first name, but Vorey's is the second name. So it was Vorey's Seafood Restaurant. And there's a sandwich on the menu called the Alex Kittner sandwich. And she gets talking to the owner of the restaurant. And she's like, I was in Jaws. My son, I was the mother of Alex Kittner. Who was the owner of the restaurant? Your man who played her son, Alex Kittner.
So, oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
And did she get the lunch free?
I never asked her. I never asked her.
What
anything.
A coincidence.
I know. How amazing is that? Like, oh, she got a sandwich on the house.
You'd have to, like, wouldn't you?
Like, if it was named after you, whatever. Free Diet Coke, on the menu. But I love that. Like, I just think that those connections with that movie and all of those things, that's why I just love Jaws. Like,
and you're going to the beach. Why after that?
Because, you know, I love it. Like,
as she with her bucket and spade in front of her.
Yeah.
Along with her friend Nicki Minaj.
Hold on, anyways. Your bucket and spade, bucket and shovel.
Oh,
My brother got into a fight in years. I think we used to go to like Rail or Prestatyn or Tenby when we were younger. My brother got into a fight on the beach when he was little because there was another chat and he was like, oh, you have your bucket and spade. And he was like, no, it's a bucket and shovel. You know, the water. Like, so yeah.
I'd say bucket and spade. What would you say, Ollie?
I'd say bucket and spade.
Okay, well, I'm a shovel.
So
girl.
You're alone. You're over there with your shovel. I'll be here with my spade.
I'll just dig myself in further with my shovel. So Nene.
And that's where we gotta leave it. But you have
happy swimming, everybody.
I'm gonna rewatch Jaws. I haven't seen it in years.
So. Amazon Prime. That'll be your. Yep, there you go.
At least it's not Paramount Plus.
Oh, get over it, will you? Pay the damn subscription.
Stay out of the deep water, even the shallow water.
Shark.
Thanks so much, Grace.
Bye. Happy weekend.